project was created in collaboration with Lieutenant Governor Josh Green and the help from community members to build several communities of tiny homes across the island to combat the state's homeless population.
Around the world, we're seeing these homeless camps being built. Very strange camps. Around the world, these little cabins are going up. And some local news crews didn't do the best job of covering up the open pipes leading into each of the cabins. Complete with an air pressure PSI indicator, there's a manual turn lever and an open pipe that would allow nefarious officials to easily pump noxious or incapacitating gas on a cabin-by-cabin basis, allowing precision attacks against their desired targets. And I can't shake this sinking feeling in my gut that maybe these are extermination camps. This may be a way to clandestinely kill certain, quote, undesirables and or sterilize them. Remember what we just went through. The Australia government was forcibly putting people into concentration camps, quarantine camps. We have a hot mic recording of a guard telling somebody that they'd get fucking gassed if they didn't calm down.
So it sounds like they want this guy to stay here longer, which is concerning for me because he's stayed here for 14 days.
Fucking
out!
Calm down or you're
going to
get fucking gas.
Fucking
do it then! Alright.
And how could we ever forget the whistleblower from within the manufacturing process? A tradie who was involved in building these quarantine cabins in Australia, telling us that there were these strange gas pipes that would allow the government to gas people in the cabins. And he said that there was an anomalous pipe leading into each room, which would allow camp staff to administer any type of gas they wanted, straight into people's rooms. He even asks, what are they going to gas us in these?
Just want to quickly show you guys something, right? All right, I'm going to show you these things, ready? These are the quarantine buildings. And these are the each rooms. Now see these wires? This is a window. Why do you think they got the wire in the window? It hooks up because they've got a massive roller shutter that keeps you in. This electronic door, which will make it lock, turn the air conditioner off or on. There's that much gadgets, these buildings, what is it, 900,000 each building. I mean, it's a little prison, the size of little Roman buildings. But this is the thing, for all these buildings is connected a gas pipe that is connected to nothing. Right here. The rest of the building, your air conditioning, your hot water, electrical and that. What's this for here? It's through the wall. It's through. That's going to come through the ventilating. Right. Are they going to gas this in these? Show you one that's starting to get sheeted. And the only weak point is underneath this window. You have to smash through the wall and get through the tin.
Now, what's extremely concerning is the governor of Hawaii has announced the Kahale Initiative, which we're seeing rolled out around the world under a different name. In other parts of the world, such as San Diego, California, they're calling it Tiny Homes for the Homeless. Now, look at what we can see if we zoom into some footage local media aired about these camps. Do you see what's on the wall? That is an open pipe that leads straight into each cabin, meaning the government can administer whatever they want to any of these people. They could sterilize people through the air, through the water, through the food, through the so-called medicine. They could even incapacitate people, help themselves to their room since they have the key, and take their organs.
The project was created in collaboration with Lieutenant Governor Josh Green and the help from community members to build several communities of tiny homes across the island to combat the state's homeless population. Combat the state's homeless population.
Combat the state's homeless population. Combat the state's homeless population.
I'm speaking with the folks at FEMA on Saturday to review the first options, but in and around Lahaina, there may be some need for temporary housing. We can do that. The way it works with FEMA is for those who don't have any insurance, for those who have costs that are unmet, they will provide a huge grant. Usually it's after a year. We've gone through 4 months of meetings, and that will determine how much money we get and how much we can build. And I'm expecting that to be well over $1 billion of housing monies, but time will have to tell. So that's where we'll find certain parcels of land. The Cal Holly we build, right now there were 165 individuals that were homeless in the region before the fire, and we've been taking care of everybody. Those individuals qualify for almost no programs, unfortunately. They didn't have housing, they didn't have a rental. So for them, we're going to stand up some Cal Holly, okay?
The truth is, when people are spread out in clusters of 20 or 50 or 100, the environmental impact is very significant. So creating Cal Holly in an expedited fashion will save lives, and it will also protect our land.
I'll remind people that people suffer on the street, and also they really end up having a big impact on society if they have to go to the hospital all the time or be in the ER.
The project was created in collaboration with Lieutenant Governor Josh Green and the help from community members to build several communities of tiny homes across the island to combat the state's homeless population. Combat the state's homeless population. Combat the state's homeless population.